So a year has elapsed, and at midweek will mark the first anniversary of September 11. I'm bracing myself for an onslaught of what the Oregonian calls the media's heavy drilling machinery, mining unrelentingly for some pure ore of memory of this personal and national tragedy. The journalism profession should provide context for events of this kind. The trouble is that television journalism, our main source of news, has long since transformed itself from a profession into a commodity producer. This week, its product of choice is likely to be voyeurism and melodrama, garnished with a dose of American jingoism. Sadly, this will leave little time to ask ourselves what we've learned from our grief and shock that is valuable and important. As the Oregonian editorial explained, there's no right answer to these questions, just the need to contemplate them, to check the secret clock of our lives and figure out whether the way we had been using our time was right. This anniversary deserves simplicity, for simplicity is more eloquent than all of the words in our vocabulary. Along a bank of my favorite Trout River stands a modest memorial to the life of a departed father and husband. It was financed by the man's family and built with the approval of the Forest Service. The little memorial overlooks a bend in the river that flows like glass, silently, through a meadow flanked by ponderosa and lodgepole pine. It's merely a bench. On the backrest is embedded a small plaque, not more than 2 inches wide. Etched into it are three words: "He fished here." It's signed, "In loving memory of John Doe," from his wife and children, who miss him. Most of the time, the best way to say something big is to say something small. They say silence is golden. Perhaps the most eloquent remembrance of September 11 would simply be a national moment of silence, a time for each of us to reach within, to consider life, death, country and community, and what we hold as our highest standards of national conduct. And yes, the silence should remember, too, those who fell on that fateful day. This is Les O'Coin.